You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thank God it's Friday. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday. For the next 30 minutes, we're tuning into God's frequency. This is WGOD. God is always broadcasting. This radio program is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are invited to attend one of our services. My sermon this week is entitled The Jesus Files. And it came after reading the news about this Epstein and his files, and everyone is demanding to see his list of secret sinners. Well, that immediately brought to mind the story of the Lord Jesus and as he runs into a woman caught in adultery. That's in the Gospel of John, chapter 8. That is where we're going to be this Sunday morning. Because Jesus, you see, has his own list of secret sinners as well. And the shocking thing is, friend, is that your name is at the top of the list. What's your plan? That's what we're going to look at here this coming weekend. We'd love to see you 10:30 Sunday morning. We're starting the service with some baptisms and then right to start the service at 10:30, and you are invited. We'd love to see you. Here now on the radio is part two of this message that just started yesterday. It's called The Doctrine of Christ, and that is 2 John. There's only one chapter, verse 9. It says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and Son. Then he says, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Tough words from the apostle of love today, the apostle John. Here we go. This is the last part of this message, the doctrine of Christ.
Number 5. Jesus Christ died on the cross. John 19:30. Therefore, when the Lord received sour wine, he said, "Tetelestai." That is, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Certainly non-negotiable. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He said it, or better yet, he cried out even, "It is finished." That word tetelestai, it's in the perfect tense, meaning it's something that happened in the past that you still feel the effects of in the future and forever. It is finished. That is, the Lord Jesus has taken your sins and he's written upon them tetelestai. It means paid in full. That was what they would give people after they paid off their mortgage. They get this Greek stamp on it and it said tetelestai. It's all done. The debt's paid. And the debt was your sin. What he paid for it with was his own blood. Paid in full. You don't need to go there's no holding cell for you to work something off. He paid it in full at the cross. He said, it is finished. There no longer remains a sacrifice for your sins. When you die and leave this world, you go to heaven. You don't go somewhere else. There's no waiting for anything. It's finished. The price for our sins has been paid in full. You don't need to give this church money to get there. You don't need to will us anything. You get there because of the debt the Son of God paid, and it's already paid. It's already paid. It's all paid. Don't believe anything else. He died on the cross. He was not out of breath, like the liberal church scholars want you to believe. They say, no, he didn't die. He was out of breath. You see, all those who deny the supernatural. Now, we'll get to that when we get to the consequences for denying that. But number six on our list, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Romans 10:9. Let's turn to Romans 10:9. Let's spend a minute there. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Okay. For the sake of time, I'm going to start reading that now. There we go. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Now remember, this is part of the doctrine of Christ, that you must believe this. Now let's read what he says. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or let's say confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has, look what it says, raised him from the dead. This is conditional on you believing this. If you confess, again, homo legeo, agree with God. God already knows it. Do you agree with him? Do you agree with him? Utos estin ho wios mu, he says. This is my beloved son. Akuete autu. Hear him. Do you believe that or not? Do you agree with God? If you agree with God and confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, deny the supernatural in the Bible. Deny the supernatural and you will never gain entry into the kingdom. It's a supernatural book. You got to believe there's more to this life than just what you see here and now. There's principalities and powers. There's spiritual wickedness all around us trying to take you and your children down. This life is a fight and a war between good and evil. Do you believe that? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now that's part of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the resurrection. Christian, you need to believe in the resurrection in order to be saved. Once again, let's look at this verse 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now listen to the Lord's words in the Gospel of John chapter 11. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God. She checked all these boxes. I believe you're the Christ. I believe you are the Son of God who is to come into the world. So the Lord Jesus is raised from the dead. Again, these are these doctrines of Christ. And you ought to be professionals by now. For those of you that have been coming here for 10 years hearing this, you ought to know these by heart. And again, naturally, you'll never be deceived when someone tells you that Jesus was not born of a virgin or that he was a sinner or, like I hear on TV, that he was out of breath and he moved to England. Haven't you ever heard that one? Oh, he didn't die. He's out of breath. And he married Mary Magdalene, and he moved to England. You can see a dozen shows on TV in search of his bones. You see, when you hear something like that, you need to crown him with this. Sock him over the head with that. You know, that reminds me of that old St. Nicholas. You know, St. Nicholas, where Santa Claus comes from. This old St. Nick, man, this dude used to deck heretics. That he was known as St. Nick the Pugilist. You know what a pugilist is? It's a boxer. Anytime he heard a heretic, he would go and he'd clock him right in the jaw. So I thought of this new song, right? This is up with a right cross from old St. Nick. Down to the ground goes the heretic. Number 7, last one on this list. Jesus Christ is the only access to God. Amen. And to heaven. You get on the TV, you might see other ways. But it doesn't matter because the Bible says, and we know that there's only one way. 3 scripture verses, though there's a lot more than that. Start with John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I didn't read it, but John 10:9, he says, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. There's only one way, and that's through his Son, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:2, the Apostle Paul says, through him we have access. It's like he's handing you like one of those admission cards to get into the theater. It says admit 1 on it. Not 2. Only 1. You see, your son or daughter or wife or husband or grandchild, they got to get their own ticket. You can't transfer yours to someone else. It's admit 1. Through him, we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Or Acts 4:12, the Apostle Peter writes, for there is no other name given under heaven, given among men, by which we must be saved. It's the name of Jesus. There is no other name. There is no other person. He preached that on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years later. We're still preaching it here today. There's only one way to gain access to heaven. It's through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So, question. That's the list. Can you take any one of these and say that you are in right standing with God, or say that you are a Christian if you don't believe it? Here goes. Let's look at all these, semi-rapid fire. Number 1, don't believe in the virgin birth, can you be saved? If Christ is all that you think that he is, then you certainly can, because if you're right, you're wrong. If you're right and he was born of a sinner, if he's right, then you're wrong and you've wasted your whole life. Paul said, if we're wrong, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. You see, and then you'd be stuck with a sinning Savior. Imagine that, a sinning Savior. All because you don't believe in this point. And there are forces out here that want to inspire you not to believe. Even Bible translations are crooked and try to entice you not to believe this. Don't believe in the virgin birth, okay? Book, chapter, and verse, the Revised Standard Version of 1952 took out the word virgin and they replaced it with the word young woman. Now, I ask it every year for 10 years. I'll ask it again. How many young women, conservatively, how many young women since Eve have given birth? What do you think, Rick? Maybe 1 trillion? 2 trillion? 5 trillion. How many virgins have given birth? End of sentence. See the harm in changing your Bible? You're going to be stylish? Well, that's much more than stylish. That's devilish. That is evil to do that. I'm a Bible translator. I've got a PhD. I've translated the Bible. I am qualified to call you evil for changing your Bible. This is why Matthew quotes from the Greek Old Testament and says, "Behold, the Parthenos will be with child," because make no mistake about it, the word Parthenos means virgin. Doesn't mean young lady. There's been a few young ladies that have given birth. There's probably 20 young ladies in this church that have given birth. There's only one virgin that I know. Don't believe Christ lived a sinless life. Can you be saved? Well, if you're right, then you can't. If you're right, you can't. Then his sacrifice was worthless. If his blood is tainted and it's no better than yours or mine, it's precious to God. We read in, I think it's Psalm 116, verse 11, precious in the sight of God is the death of his saints. Might be precious, but it can't save you. He can't save you. A sinner can't save you. Only the Son of God can save you. Sacrifices, remember we read in Acts, it says God winked at the sins you used to commit. But now he's commanded and he's appointed a day in which all men everywhere must repent. Because he has appointed a day in which he's going to judge the world in judgment by the man whom he has appointed, Christ Jesus. There's no more winking. Now sins have been dealt with once for all by the Son of God. Don't believe the Messiah came in the flesh. Can you be saved? How could you? John the Apostle says you've been infected with the spirit of Frankenstein. How can you be saved with that spirit on the inside of you? Don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. Can you be saved? No, you can't. If you don't believe he's the Son of God, you can't be saved. Because that knowledge comes from him. And if you don't know that, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." That knowledge comes from him. You have to know that. You have to know that. The Bible says even the demons believe. And you don't? Jesus told Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." Reveal what? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. All right, don't believe Jesus died on the cross. Can you be saved? Now, the Bible says in Galatians 3:13, it says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Now, you must believe that Jesus died, that he was not out of breath, not that he passed out, he died. That's the important thing. Not what the cross looked like these Jehovah's Witnesses. They're all hung up that there's no... It doesn't matter what the cross looked like. What matters is that the Son of God died on it and shed his blood on it. That's what matters. Not what it looked like. That's other stuff that's just chasing your tail with this evil doctrine. Anything to take away who Jesus is and what he's did on the cross. Don't believe Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Can you be saved? This doctrine is the core doctrine of the Christian faith, that after we die, we have hope. I mean, this is how we come in here when one of our friends or family members dies and or graduated. That we can come in here. I have never done a funeral in my life, and I never will. We have celebrations of life in this church, not funerals. Not funerals. I'm not going to get up here and lie to anybody. If you're not a member of this church, I won't do your service. Because I'm not going to get up here and lie to anybody. But with everyone here in this church, praise God, we have a celebration of life. To be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. And that is a graduation. And that's good news. If you don't believe in the resurrection, you don't have God, you've missed the entire point of the Christian faith. Deny the supernatural, end up in hellfire. Don't believe Jesus Christ is the only access to God. Can you be saved? Can you be saved? Let me put it this way. If you believe like Oprah Winfrey and the others that there is another way into heaven, and if you're right, then God was wrong. Imagine that. Imagine that. That you thought of a way that God couldn't think of. Really? I got some sneakers in the other room. I'm going to put them on before I leave here. I don't want to stand next to you if you believe that. Adrian Rogers used to say, I'd hate to run into that God in a dark alley that would let his son die like that and didn't have to. But you, Mrs. Winfrey, you thought of a way that God couldn't think of. Oh, that's brilliant. Really? We'd have to call three men in a truck and move your own throne up there. We'll have three thrones now. Father, Son, and you, Oprah. You thought of a way that God couldn't think of. That's downright brilliant. Better watch out. Better watch out what you believe. Better watch out. Let's move on. Blood is required to pay for your sins. There is no other way other than blood. Now, you guys mind if I keep you for just a couple more minutes, all right? I'm just about done. Let's close today with this. Look at the rest of this verses here in 2 John, where we started. Verse 9, again, 9 and 10. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Now the verse continues. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. You see, he's saying, you know, you've received this stuff, you've received it from above. God's given you this insight and this knowledge. If you've got this, you're good because you got it from him. The Lord's given it to you. If you believe in these points, praise God, he's saying, everything's great. You've got the Father and you've got the Son because you cannot believe these things on your own. You need help. Now, verse 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, maybe you have friends that don't believe this. Let's continue. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Now, to use an old NASA term, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Wow. Now there's some tough love from the apostle of love. After all we've looked at regarding the last 8 weeks in this church, every week it's love, 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 love. By this all people will know that you're Christians. If you love, if you don't love, you're a liar. If you don't love, you're calling him a liar. And now he says, if you let anyone into your house that doesn't believe what you believe like this, he said, you are a partaker or a sharer of his evil deeds. All right, who should we apply this to? I mean, should we never ever greet anyone that doesn't go to our church or anyone outside of the church? Now, let me get this egg off of John's face here, right? That's just a little bit too mean, isn't it? He couldn't have meant that, what he said. So, I would say then, this applies to false teachers and those who profess to be Christians that don't believe this doctrine. Those who call themselves Christians, like Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. Because these groups will infect you with a virus? Certainly not to unbelievers. Otherwise, you'd never be able to say hi to anyone. And he's not calling you to live that way, not to say hi to unbelievers. God wants you to love on people. He just doesn't want you to follow people, false teachers who claim to be Christians and are not. Okay. Now, I've preached that for 10 years. Like, have you ever seen those movies when they, to get the DVD, they show you an alternate ending? Well, here's my new alternate ending. After 10 years of preaching this, let me not wipe the proverbial egg off of John's face, okay? Let's actually assume that John means what he says, all right? If anyone comes to you and does not bring to you this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. All right, first he says, don't let him in. Second, he says, don't say hi to them. But why? Why would he do that? First off, John's instructions for loving your brother and sister do not apply here, apparently. As we've just looked at, if a person does not believe these things about Jesus that we've looked at, then they're not Christian. Number two, secondly, John is concerned for your soul, and this is pastoral care. He doesn't want you to catch what these people have. Now, remember what we looked at recently. Three out of four people that start off in the Christian faith don't cross the finish line of faith. You guys remember that sermon? The parable of the sower? Three out of four people that start off in the Christian faith don't cross the finish line. So, here you are, and you've invited your atheist boss over to your house for dinner or for some party. So, here comes your boss. What do? Hurry up, pick up your Bibles and your devotionals, your Christian books. Better stash them somewhere, right? We can't have the atheist boss see those things around here. He's my boss. We can't offend him, right? Funny how people stash their beer and cigarettes, but the weak Christian will stash his Bible because he fears what others might think about him. Or another atheist or a Muslim or anyone else contrary to sound doctrine comes over to your house, sees your Bible, your kids come over and tell them how much you love Jesus, and here we go once again. I think it's 1 Corinthians 15:33. He says, be not deceived. Evil company does what? Man, it corrupts good morals. The Apostle Paul asked for prayer to be delivered. He asked his people for prayer to be delivered from people like this that would show up at your door. Because not everyone has faith. So this is just pastoral care. Or not. He who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Now that sounds like a threat to me. How about you? So my pastoral care to you is, don't let these people into your house because they have a virus.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.